with more than a dozen busts already under his belt, is being eyed as an Oliver Twist-like thief who ransacked up to 25 more apartments, mostly in West Village, the Post has learned. This is in New York City. And then it says, Juan Gonzalez was arrested Friday night in Queens, toting along his 13-year-old brother, authorities said. They were caught red-handed in Richmond Hill, a police source said. The 150-pound, 5-foot, 7-inch Gonzalez was nailed for the robbery and 11 others in the same precinct. The source said, and I'm reading like this because the print's kind of small. The source said, and add to the two previous busts, he has 14 arrests. But authorities also are eyeing Gonzalez for 25 more burglaries. He took whatever he could sell, a source said. It isn't just his recent burglary rap sheet that's stunning, detective said. His first arrest was in 2005 when he was 11 years old. His next followed in 2008. Relatives told the Post that the youngster spent 6 months in detention. Instead of going to school, he learned how to be a burglar, said Juan's stepfather, Jose Vasquez, who is 56. Now, here's a quote from Jose. Juan said that he did all these burglaries for someone else. And the other guy would sell all of the laptops they took, and they would sell them. And he said he now brings this younger brother along for the ride. Grandmother Gladys Gonzalez, who is 59, blamed the bad company her grandson have kept. Now, I find this interesting because thus far in this article, ain't none of the parents taking blame themselves.
No.
For not whipping, you know, Juan's bootay. You see what I mean? Should have laid him out when he first got caught in 2005. You going to do what? And you going to bring that stuff here? Wait a minute. The article goes on and says, I chased one of those guys away with a knife once, the grandmother said, of an alleged fence. And the last time his grandmother saw Juan was 2 weeks ago when he asked to borrow $40, relative said. What? 15-year-old kid? Asking to borrow $40? I mean, what you need with that?
Asking to get 40 bucks from grandma.
From grandma, yeah, right. I can't take all this stuff anymore, Gladys Gonzalez said. I hope that they would turn their lives around. Well, Gladys, I got something for you. Listen.
There it is.
That's what I think of stupid, ignorant parents like that. You don't believe in taking responsibility. Now, let me take it further. Let me take it further. L.A. Times, I'm sorry, but I mean, I just get out. I can't stand a week behind parent. You scared of the authorities. You scared of the authorities. I ain't scared if the authorities busted in my house now. If they ain't got no police insignias on them, they may be receiving some fire back. I don't know who you are. Coming here looking like the masked bandit. Talking about put your hand up and get down. I ain't no terrorist. Who you trying to fool? And how many of you would just go along with, I don't know what to do. That's what they've done to you in this America. Yeah, right. Judge orders the church to turn over property to the homosexual Episcopal depraved diocese of Los Angeles. That's what they are. Well, the article was written by Duke Heflin, who is a writer for the LA Times, October the 1st, 2009. A Los Angeles County Superior Court judge Wednesday ordered leaders of the former Episcopal Church in La Crescenta to turn over the church property by October the 12th to the Episcopal Diocese of Los Angeles, making the latest wrinkle in the long-running legal dispute. St. Luke's Anglican Church and the diocese have been feuding since 2006. I don't know whether you guys remember, but they had the same kind of a church in Texas that was big like that. They acted quickly and kicked the homosexuals out and bought the property from the diocese. See, that's what you do when you have money. And this church in Texas was far larger than the one here. If you want to keep your property, You got to have a bunch of church leaders in there that are biblical enough, and then get some, and they got some smart lawyers in Texas that believe in the Bible, even though they are Anglican. And if you really want to take a lesson from an Anglican priest, look at the black Anglican priests in Africa that refused the homosexual enclave and said that it's all abomination. And of course, they removed themselves from the Anglican order. They said, because we won't have it here. And they in Africa where people are dying of AIDS. But here we are, we trying to be nice, following Rick Warren. All right, it goes on and says that the majority of the parish's congregants voted to pull out of the diocese, and the 2.1 million member Episcopal Church, because of differences over biblical authority and interpretation, including the National Church's decision to consecrate an openly gay bishop. After the La Crescenta Church left, the diocese sued to retain its property. Now, we know what the Bible says about taking a brother to court. I would hope that the attorney went to court and said, we ain't suing no brothers. We don't think that anybody that's like that is a brother. Simple as that. But they probably didn't, because, you know, Anglicans are trying to be nice. There it is. St. Luke's argued that the parish remained the rightful owner because it held the deed. Now, you would think that's true, but then you got to look at my radio ministry. I thought that I was the owner of the Living by the Word radio ministry because I signed the contract and held the deed. That don't mean nothing. Nope. In 2007, Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge John Shepherd Wiley Jr. ruled in the diocese's favor. In June, the state appellate court affirmed the judgment, saying that the property was held in trust for the diocese and the national church. In other words, y'all got to get out of here. We holding this for the homos. So that means that the homos can come here to L.A. and just open it up as a national homo church on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And it will thrive. It will thrive. You'll have all the movie stars and everybody in there. Lesbians and all of them. Might as well get Madonna and all of them in there.
Yeah.
Kissing and funneling. And
well, she goes to Kabbalah, so she wouldn't go.
Well, Kabbalah, well, you might as well bring them in there. You know, just join them up. Kabbalah. Yeah, right. Earlier this month, state I can barely read this with a straight face. I'm telling you, I'm tripping. Earlier this month, the state Supreme Court. Now, wait a minute. Hold it, because see, some of you tripping. I don't hate homosexuals. I don't. I don't care if my neighbors was gay. I would go have dinner with them. I'd watch it before I ate. But I mean, I would. Hey, you know, it's all right. I'm just saying that they have no business being in leadership in the church. They're sinners. All right. You may not like that. It says the Bishop of Los Angeles, the Right Reverend J. John Bruno, welcome Wiley's latest decision. Ain't this a mess? The pastor welcoming decision.
Come on in.
In a statement, Bruno said that he planned to install the new pastor at St. Luke's and to preside over an October the 18th, that's this coming Sunday, October the 18th service of reconciliation and renewal. You know what? If I wasn't preaching, I would love to be there. Goodness, I had to call up Sean and tell him to preach. I would love to be there for reconciliation and renewal. Because you know, I say something. How are you going to reconcile? You kicked the real Christians out. And renewal what? In the gay way? Wait a minute, but St. Luke's current rector, the Reverend Bob Holman, said the matter remains unresolved. See, now Holman sounds like me. Holman says, man, I ain't out of here. And then he said the church is waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether it will hear a similar property dispute case between the Los Angeles Diocese and a Newport Beach church that also broke away. See, they all breaking away. Well, you can't rule on us, but the high court is expected to make its decision public on Monday, Holman said. If the Supreme Court decides to hear the Newport Beach case, Holman said, the church will ask to delay enforcement of Wednesday's lower court. Now, this is what I got to say about this. My goodness, man, I'm telling you. See, we we are messed up, people. We are messed up. No, the print's just too small. I can't read that one. Okay. And this is the other side of it. So let me stick with this. Okay. Now, y'all gonna rush to take the swine flu, right? Y'all gonna rush headlong in to take this. And you gonna let your kids take it because the government scaring you that they're gonna start dropping dead. Well, in the WUSA.com, okay, and this came out on today, as a matter of fact, 10/15/09. And this article says, doctors back woman's claim of adverse reaction to seasonal flu vaccine. In other words, it got a picture of her. I don't know who the man is. Could be her husband. But she had a bad reaction. Listen to this. Although extremely rare, doctors backed a 25-year-old Ashburn woman's claim claim of adverse reaction to the seasonal flu vaccine in Fairfax, Virginia. Okay, and this is taken from 9 News Now. Follows up on a tragic case. 25-year-old Desiree Jennings. Wait a minute. Desiree Jennings, that makes me think of another article about a Jennings. Before I get into Desiree, I got to read this to you. Desiree, you hold on, baby girl. 53 Republicans demand the firing of Safe School czar Kevin Jennings. See, 53 Republicans. This article was written by Michael O'Brien. I'm going to try to read it. The print's very small. 53 House Republicans have written President Barack Obama asking him to remove the Safe School czar Kevin Jennings from the position. The lawmaker accused Jennings of pushing a pro-homosexual agenda and says that Jennings' past writings exhibit a record making him unfit for the position. You may be saying, PJ, what makes him unfit? Listen to this. We respectfully request that you remove Kevin Jennings, the Assistant Deputy Secretary for the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools. How can it be safe if Jennings teaches fisting to young teenagers in middle school? It ain't safe if they're having lectures showing the children how to fist each other for sexual pleasure. You can rupture someone's behind doing that. But I don't want to go there. That's a little bit too nasty, isn't it? But that's the kind of nasty people this man is. And he'll cuss you out in a minute. Jennings will.
That's the new America.
He is on record for saying, you know, F you, just like that. And Obama put him in a position. That president, some of you nincompoops put in there. Now, you can get mad at me all you want to, and I'm just going to laugh at you and say, that's all right. When God gets through bringing judgment on this country for the foolishness that we've done, that's why I am asking the question.
Let me go on back to my page here.
Surviving the new America? Wait a minute. Wait. Jennings has come under scrutiny from conservative personalities like talk show host Sean Hannity. Let's leave Sean out of this. Sean Hannity is like me. He's a talk show host. And he got right. Sean got his right. Rush Limbaugh, all of them got their right in this country to say what they want to say. Long as they're not scandalizing nobody's name. You hear me talk about John MacArthur. I can do that if I want to. This is America. If you don't like it, turn me off. Turn Sean off. But why are they talking about Sean? They need to be looking at Jennings. Okay. Now, Sean Hannity, for his handling of an alleged incident involving underage sex, as well as Jennings' own reported personal history with drugs and alcohol, charges the GOP members echoed. The letter was primarily addressed to Representative Steve King, Republican of Iowa, and was joined by 52 Republican colleagues, including two members of the leadership House Republican Conference Committee, Mike Pence of Indiana, and the House Republican Conference Vice Chairman Kathy McMorris Rogers, a Republican in Washington. Jennings, who founded the Gay and Lesbian Independent School Teacher Network, which was called GLISTEN, G-L-I-S-T-E-N, was appointed by Obama, ain't that a mess, to head the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools, a position Jennings assumed in July. Kevin Jennings cannot gain the approval of parents who want their children safe in their schools and drug-free, the Republican congressman said. You should replace him with someone who has a record of educating children in safe and moral environment. Now, I love this article because somebody is standing up. And you know what? They all ought to do like Wilson did. You lie. Obama lied when he put him in. Jennings is a lie since he's in there. And they are right for trying to remove that ignorant man. The Jennings controversy follows a September 6th reassignment of his name was Green Job Czar Van Jones and the long block. And if y'all know anything about Van Jones is a longtime commie and subverter of the American government. I don't know how you can put Van Jones, a black man, in that position as the Green Czar. And Van Jones was saying some of the most despicable things about the United States of America. You know what? It is beyond me how these... I don't even want to read any more of that because we've about run out of time here. And I do want to... Yeah, I'm over an hour already. I want to play a record at the end of this show. And I'll get to the swine flu thing. Mark, give my email address again.
Pastor John's email address to write him to talk about this show or any other program that you might have listened to on the website. It's intotheword1@ca.rr.com. intotheword1@ca.rr.com.
Thank you, Mark. I'm here in the studio and I was browsing around in the office and I found an old vinyl disc. The album is...
What's that?
Well, yeah, since I'm in the studio, and you know what? Someone requested, Mark, that we one day film us doing a webcast. So I'm going to set up the camera 1 week and then I'll put...
It's radio. Let's leave it to mystery.
Yeah, okay. You'll do what you're going to do. Yeah, all right, yeah.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, yeah, I would have to have someone come here with a camera and stand over in that corner to film us as we do this, and it would take a little bit. But anyhow, this album was recorded back in 1977 on the Word record label, and the name of the record is called Salute of Liberty. It's 4 minutes and 22 seconds. I know that some of you may think that this is kind of boring, and you may laugh at me and turn your computers off, but I want you to listen to this because this record, made in 1977, the year that the Jim Jones massacre took place in Guyana, is where I stand as a Christian. I believe in this 100%. Larnell Harris is the artist. It's from an album called More. And Larnell doesn't even make that much music now. But I want you to listen to it and follow along. Oh, I got to get over here and put the turntable on here. Give me a second. Did you hear that vinyl? Yeah. Listen to the words. Listen to what he's saying. Think about your country, the United States of America. Mark and I will be back after this.
In New York Harbor stands a lady with a torch raised to the sky. And all who see her know she stands for liberty for you and me. stood across with my Lord raised to the sky and all who kneel there live forever as all the saints can testify.
That's the kind of music we used to sing back in the day, friend. And you need to know that when Christians sung Christian songs back in the 70s and things like that, big bands, orchestras, orchestrated stuff, not no rock band and stuff like that. And I don't mind a rock band when I'm listening to rock music. I don't listen to it that much. But when you're in the church, and if you listen to the words that Larnell was saying, see, the cross is the Statue of Liberty, but you don't see the cross in the church. You don't see anything because all that's been removed. The Statue of Liberty is removed. The cross is removed. The church has been messed over.
Yeah.
Now, can you survive this new America? I want to know how you survive it. And I want to read your emails. And please, don't be quoting me no scripture. Tell me how you're going to survive America. I was talking to... Gosh, I got to go see Harley. Harley Howard. I love Harley. And Harley and I have been exchanging emails here recently. And we just both think that it's all over for our country. It's all over because of the foolishness that the church has allowed to take place. Mark, give that email address and then we'll be getting out of here.
Into the word one at ca.rr.com. Into the word one at ca.rr.com.
Yeah. And listen, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the broadcast tonight. It's been a wonderful time. Mark Ramsey, thank you.
Thank you, Pastor John.
It's always a pleasure. And until we meet again, me and Mark would ask you to do one thing, to stay
into the word.
God bless you and good night.